A legacy of greatness, including a national championship, 5 trips to the NCAA tournament, and 2 wins in March Madness.
And Mount St. Mary's is victorious!
You are listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD. Mount Basketball is brought to you by Graphcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Little More Real Estate. Now let's head courtside for Mount Basketball. Here's Adam Pohl.
And from Purcell Pavilion here on the campus of Notre Dame, this is Mount St. Mary's Basketball. So great to have you with us here tonight on 930 WFMD. And once again, our broadcast all year long are presented by Warner Service. As Mount St. Mary's, in their second game of this 2017-18 campaign, they had a tough first half at Marquette, but they played the Golden Eagles even in the second half in what was an 80-59 defeat for Mount St. Mary's. All but 3 of those who played were making their collegiate debuts. So here tonight, the Mount is hoping to have less nerves as they get ready for what is game 2 of this season, even though they're taking on the team that in the preseason is ranked higher than any other team they'll play all year long, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Number 14 in the land, Notre Dame, a win. They were the only top 25 team in the country who started the year on the road. They won at DePaul as DePaul opened up a brand new arena there in Chicago. And the Notre Dame Fighting Irish won at 72-58 on Saturday afternoon. So tonight will be their home debut here in what is Purcell Pavilion on campus, the home of the Fighting Irish here since the 1968 season. Great to have you with us. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return here to Notre Dame, I had a conversation with the Mount St. Mary's head coach, Jamian Christian. It's coming up next as you're listening in to Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
WARNER. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Jonah Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
We
you our pregame here in Notre Dame as Mount St. Mary's takes on the Fighting Irish. My name is Adam Pohl, joined by Mount head coach Jamie and Christian. And Coach Christian, you had so many new faces on the floor there against Marquette. How did you feel that your team approached and kind of got into that first game, especially with so many players playing in their first collegiate game?
Yeah, you know, I really felt like with every minute the guys were on the floor, they just got more and more comfortable about it, what it takes to be a quality college basketball player. You know, every minute they're on the floor, every step they take really goes a mile worth of distance. Mm-hmm. When you're that young, their minds are maturing as fast as anything. And so I just felt like it was great for us to have a great opponent, Marquette. A really talented group of guys, really score the ball. Historically a great program. It was just a great opportunity for them to kind of get their feet wet, understand what they need to do better. And we've really worked hard over the last 48 hours to try to help educate them on things we can do better. And the faster we learn those things, the better off we're going to be.
And I know individually it's so, of course, easy to be nervous going into an atmosphere like that in their first collegiate game. And so much of what you were trying to do is get them loose and ready to play.
Yeah, I just want them being loose, clear mind, and being aggressive. I think that's a big thing right now. You know, you have a tendency when you're in a situation for the first time to really tighten up and try to have the right level of focus. But the reality of it is, the best way you play basketball is when you're relaxed and you're out there having a great time and having a lot of fun. And you know, I'm not sure they've been with me in this kind of environment before. And you know, I want them to be loose. I want them to take quick shots. I want us to get up and down the floor. I want us to play aggressively on offense and just be really tenacious on defense. And it's really a simple game plan for us, no matter who we're playing against, whether it's Marquette or Notre Dame or Delaware, whoever, it doesn't matter. But we've got to develop that kind of cohesiveness amongst our group, that this is how we're going to play. We're going to do it for 40 minutes. We're going to be really tough because of it, and we're going to have a great season when we start to settle into those attributes.
Today's going to be the team that has the highest ranking of any team you'll play all year in Notre Dame. They're number 14 in the nation right now, and an experience of playing against a team that has some great veterans. They've got the ACC preseason player of the year. So this is a team that they've got a lot of firepower.
Yeah, Bonzi Colston's really good. In my time here, he's probably the best player that we would have had a chance to coach against or scout against. Mm-hmm. His ability to score the ball, get to the free throw line, make passes, rebound the ball. I mean, he's an exceptional college basketball player. You know, they've had a long line of guys like that here at Notre Dame, but he may be the best. But what he does so well is he gets everyone else involved. His volume of passes, it really makes him hard to guard because he can score one-on-one, but he passes the ball really, and he's really unselfish. And so, you know, tonight, you know, you always want to talk about trying to contain their leading scorer. You know, in reality it is, it's going to be a tough task just to slow him down. But we're going to do everything we can, try to do a great job on everyone else. You know, if we do a great job on the glass, do a great job in transition defense, and then we score the ball on the other end and get into our press, you know, that's how we need to turn the table some. And so it starts with our level of aggressiveness on the offensive end of the floor. That gives us a chance to get back defensively and do some special things.
One of the freshmen that really stood out in his first collegiate game was Don Carey. It seemed like Don, he went out about halfway through the first half. You guys struggled a little bit when he was off the floor. He played just about the entire second half, and you played Marquette even in that second half. So he really had a good showing.
Yeah, he's a really important piece for us. I love our backcourt with him and Junior together. Just his ability to pass the ball, rebound. He's 6'5", so he's a great rebounder, so he helps him rebound into the floor. And then he has great size. And you know, his ability to pass the ball really helps Junior get open some. Junior get off the ball a little bit and kind of find some easy catch-and-shoot jumpers off penetration. And then Don does a great job of passing the ball to our big men. You know, one thing that's most impressive about him is his ability to get assists early in his career. It's been really special. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're excited about his progress here. We hope he takes a step defensively. And that's where it is right now. I think the time that he missed, maybe he may be a little step behind defensively. But he's got a great IQ and a great ability to learn it. So he'll be fine there over time. But I've been impressed with him. You know, first game, you know, you think a guy would be a little bit nervous. He came out, really attacked the task. And had he not gotten in foul trouble there, you know, I think we would have been able to keep him much closer.
You talk about that size. When you think about last year's team, Elijah Long was there with Junior in the backcourt quite a bit, and he is another guy that was a smaller guard. So Carey gives you a little bit of a different feeling back there.
Yeah, completely. And, you know, one thing he can really do is because he can see over top the defense. Mm-hmm. He can really pass the ball. And Junior is elite on the ball defensively. And so when we get a guy like Don and he continues to improve himself defensively off the ball, he's going to really be special. It's a great combination there. That's what you exactly want. You got great ball pressure with Junior Robinson. You got a great IQ guy and Don Carey off the ball. You know, he's going to be a high steals guy because of his IQ. Mm-hmm. So as he starts to figure it out and get more comfortable, we're going to be able to generate some quick offense just between the two of those guys by what they're doing on the defensive end of the floor and having it translate.
Jamie, now, what have you seen, if anything, from other games around the NEC so far, as far as what other teams have done?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really a big looker. You know, I don't really look at the other teams in our league. I'm trying to keep our head down, trying to keep our focus there. I'm sure our players probably look at the scores, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not really big on that. I mean, you know, we're running our own race right here. We've got a great challenge in front of us, but a chance to improve our guys every day. You know, looking ahead at what, you know, Wagner might be doing today or someone else, you know, it's really irrelevant to the task we're on. The reality of it is we do a great job getting everything out of our group that we can. We have a chance to put together a really special season, and that's irrelevant to what everyone else is doing.
Well, Coach, we hope you can get everything you can out of tonight's experience.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Very excited about the opportunity to play a great program. Mike Bray, Notre Dame, and they're as leader programs there is. They do it the right way, which takes a new meaning after this offseason in college basketball. Mm-hmm. So really excited for the opportunity.
That's Coach Christian, and that is it as we're getting ready for Mount St. Mary's here in Notre Dame. We're going to take a break, and we're back with more right after this. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Honey, does this cut make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular reserve seat flex pack. All flex packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a flex pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Graphcom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
This is Don Carey, and we are looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
We welcome you back here to Purcell Pavilion on the campus of Notre Dame as we're getting ready for the Mount and the Fighting Irish. You know, Mount St. Mary's was here 3 years ago under the direction of Jamie and Christian. Notre Dame put forth quite an offensive effort as they beat them out 93-67. That was in the 2014-15 year. Chris Martin, who was a transfer to the Mount, he led Mount St. Mary's with 19 points in that game in the defeat. And frankly, it's the last season the Mount has played a team in the ACC, as in 2014, the Mount played both Notre Dame and Wake Forest. They'll have two games in the ACC against opponents this season. Notre Dame, of course, here tonight. And then in early December, on December the 5th, the Mount will be at Pittsburgh, taking on the Panthers. So we'll be excited for that one as well. The Mount will follow this one at Georgetown on Wednesday night at Capital One Arena. And we hope there's a great Mount contingent out there to see Mount St. Mary's take on the Hoyas. But first, what an exciting opportunity for the Mount, taking on Notre Dame. Mount St. Mary's 1-18 all-time against teams ranked in the top 25. Their one win was a buzzer-beating victory against Georgia Tech back in the 95-96 campaign, 71-69. Georgia Tech was ranked number 21 in the land. Tonight, the Mount takes on number 14, Notre Dame.
Time for our national anthem. Let's listen in now here from Purcell Pavilion. Beautiful rendition of our national anthem as we get ready for Mount St. Mary's and Notre Dame here from Purcell Pavilion. A big American flag was hoisted over the floor here, done by those at the university's ROTC, and you can hear the colors are marching off of the court right now as we get ready for the Mount and Notre Dame here from Purcell Pavilion. As Mount St. Mary's looks for an upset win here tonight. They lost 80-59 in their debut. That was at Marquette. And right now they're doing a special presentation because this is a game with both Marquette and Notre Dame going to the Maui Invitational. So Coach Jamie and Christian and Mike Bray have put on Notre Dame lays, and they are now heading back towards the sideline as they took a picture with the leprechaun mascot here at Notre Dame. Now, it was a sad weekend here at Notre Dame. We were here in town as the Fighting Irish lost their chance towards the big football Final Four with a loss 41-8 to Miami. I probably shouldn't say that too loud in case anyone is listening here around us at courtside. The Mount's going to be wearing these throwback jerseys again as we get ready to take a look at Mount St. Mary's and their starting lineup here for tonight. And we don't expect to see any changes from the starting lineup that we saw against Marquette. You know, one thing about the Mount in their first game, Marquette got off to a 6-0 lead quickly in the first half. They also then scored the first 8 points of the second half, so the Mount would like to get off to a better start in both halves here today. Let's take a look at Mount St. Mary's. Time for the starting lineup, and there's a bit of a Mount contingent here today. Here comes Junior Robinson. At Marquette, he had his 13th 20-point game of his career, the first team all NEC preseason player. Bobby Plenunis will get the start, the 6'8 freshman who scored 23 points per game at Brighton Academy in Maine last year as a senior. Jonah Antonio gets the start. He had 3 steals, every one of them for Mount St. Mary's. In the opener at Marquette, the Mount had 3 as a team. Donald Carey, the 6'5 freshman guard from Upper Marlboro, played 19 of 20 minutes in the second half as the Mount was able to battle from behind and actually tie up Marquette for the second half in total. And Ryan Gomes will start today. Gomes made all 3 field goals in the loss to Marquette, scored 6 points in the opener, the sophomore center from Westminster, Maryland. Head coach Jamie Christian at the helm in his 6th year with the Mount, 83-82 all time, and looking for his first ever win against an ACC opponent here tonight. Let's take a look at the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Their head coach, Mike Bray, in his 18th year. Actually a local product from Maryland. He's from Bethesda originally. He went to George Washington University. He actually went to Namatha High School in the D.C. area. And for Mike Bray, he's looking to take the Irish to the tournament again. He is 10 wins away from tying Digger Phelps for the school's all-time lead in wins, so he should become Notre Dame's all-time leading winner in basketball history here in this 2017-18 season. And here it is, their home debut. And even though it's not a big crowd here at Notre Dame, the fans are getting into it here as they announce their starting five for a first time. The first man to get announced, TJ Gibbs, the sophomore guard, poured in a career-high 21, and he didn't even turn the ball over in the win against DePaul on Saturday. Next up, the three-point shooter, Rex Pfluger, had a game-winning tip-in 2 years ago against Stephen F. Austin in the second round to send Notre Dame to the Sweet 16. Number 23, Martinis Gebin. As Gebin, part of a Lithuanian student national team that won a gold medal last year at the World Games. He's their big man, Matt Farrell. Outstanding 6'1 senior guard. Hit 4 second half threes in a 15-point effort against DePaul. And the last man to be announced, the 6'6 senior forward and one of the best players in the nation, Bonzi Colson. Preseason ACC Player of the Year, born in the District of Columbia, but from New Bedford, Massachusetts. He scored 18 points and had 13 rebounds in Notre Dame's win against DePaul. And Coach Jamie and Christian said that Bonzi Colson was really the most talented player in his 6 years at the helm of the Mount that they've had to go up against. So great to have you with us here, Mountain Basketball, presented by Warner Service here on 930 WFMD. The Mountain in their throwback looks. Blue jerseys, white lettering, and no trim. Beautiful brand new Under Armour jerseys that harken back to yesteryear when the Mountain was a dynamic Division II program. Winners of the 1962 National Championship. And it's funny because that's something Notre Dame has never done, even though the Fighting Irish 17 times have reached the Sweet 16. They have never won a national championship in basketball. They only once went to the Final Four, back with Digger Phelps at the helm, really in the heyday of Notre Dame basketball, 1978. Notre Dame in their whites, blue lettering, gold trim as we get ready to go. Here from Purcell Pavilion, as the Mountain looks to shock the world here against number 14 in the land, Notre Dame. Brian Gomes in the jump circle for the Mount, and it is Gebin who is in the jump circle for Notre Dame, the 6'10 senior. And here we go. The opening tip won by Notre Dame, and we're underway for Mount St. Mary's basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Notre Dame going left to right on your radio dial against the Mount St. Mary's man-to-man defense. As Matt Farrell looks for a post touch, they get it to Colson. Guarded here by Planunas, he turns, shoots, and he scores. Now Colson puts it home on a jump shot for two, and Notre Dame scores on the opening possession of the game. As Junior Robinson on the outside, getting a screen, going to his left, top of the key, gets it to Don Carey. Carey with 16 to shoot, back to Junior near the center of the floor. And now they'll run a weave up top. Carey going to his left, nobody's there. Planudis gives a screen. Carey to his right, 8 to shoot, they step out on it. Here now is Planudis, over to Junior, 3 to shoot. Junior in some trouble, jump past Planudis, underneath Gomes, lays it up and in, right at the buzzer of the shot clock. And Mount St. Mary's has tied it at 2 with beautiful ball movement there to get the layup. And a wide open one at that. As the big Gebin on the outside, not being guarded, goes playing well off. And he's going to hand it off for Pfluger. Pfluger looking for a jumper, nothing there. Here's Colson turning. Short jumper, no good, across the iron. Gomes the rebound. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. One and done for the Irish as we're tied at 2. Here's Junior around the screen, a 3. No good. High off the iron. And Pfluger, the guard, skying for the rebound. A 6'6" junior from Dana Point, California. As Farrell finds Pfluger, bouncing it down low, and a two-handed flush. As cutting towards the hoop, Martinis Gebin. And Notre Dame's on top, 4-2. Junior Robinson took 20 field goal attempts, at Marquette. That was a career high in what was his 100th game for Mount St. Mary's. He's got the basketball now. Finds Antonio in the corner. Post touch, Gomes back to the bucket. Gomes puts it to the floor, turning. Left-handed hook shot short. And Colson the rebound. Here comes Notre Dame with a two-point lead in the ball. As Farrell to his right, still on the outside. Top of the key for Colson. Now they find Gibbs, post-touch Gebbin. Notre Dame going down low in the early going. Gebbin going into Gomes, turning, in trouble, gets it out. Pfluger, a shot fake, now for the baseline. Well, short, Antonio the rebound. Here comes the mount. They push it up the right side of the floor as Carey looks over the defense. Cross-court pass. Here's an Antonio corner three. Strong, the rebound tipped about. Colson brings it down for Notre Dame. It's 4-2, the Irish in front, as the mount got a great look there. On the outside, Pfluger, the mount switching defensively, but still in a man-to-man, it appears, as Farrell is on the right wing. Dribbles towards the baseline to his right. Now a pull-up baseline jumper, short, rebound Pfluger, and he's fouled on a put-back attempt, and Rex Pfluger is going to go to the line to shoot his first free throws of the year. Pfluger has come off of the bench in years prior, but he's going to be a starter, it appears, throughout this year. He actually played a career-high 36 minutes in Notre Dame's 14-point win against DePaul, as the first of two is good. 5-2, Notre Dame. It's interesting, Notre Dame last year, they went to the same spot in the NCAA tournament as Mount St. Mary's, playing in Buffalo, New York. They won the first game of four in Buffalo in the first round. They beat Princeton by 2 points. And then the mount would fall to Villanova in the third game. Notre Dame was knocked out in the second round last season, as Pfluger makes both, and it's 6-2. Top of the key, Junior to his right. Robinson on the outside, guarded by a big, driving in. Here's a floater. Good. Robinson from inside the ACC logo. About an eight-footer, and he knocks it down. And it's 6-4, and the mount presses the ball a bit here. Man-to-man pressure. Outside right front court is Gibbs. They look to post up Gebbin. He's guarded by Gomes. Cross-court pass Colson. Shows the ball, drives it in, lost it. It's going out of bounds. And let's see, Notre Dame ball with 15 to shoot. The officials had to confer there. And Notre Dame will inbound from right in front of the mount bench, as Pfluger will start the attack. DJ Harvey will check in for Notre Dame. Mount St. Mary's has brought in Greg Alexander. And now Carey will check in as well, as Junior Robinson comes off the floor. Omar Hobway is going to get in for a first time tonight. The Mount freshman for Gomes. So Mount St. Mary's will play a little bit smaller here, as Planudis is now the biggest man for the Mount on the floor. It's 6-4, Notre Dame. Outside left, Farrell. Around the screen, the mount switches defensively. Hobway guarding. Farrell looks to drive. He's on the foul line, down the lane, laying it up just strong. Colson gets quite a rebound, but it's knocked away and stolen. Jonah Antonio, outstanding help defense. Here comes the mount. A chance to tie or take the lead early on, about 4 minutes in. But it's knocked away from Carey. Colson's on the break, and he lays it in. Well, Carey had his pocket picked by the senior, Bonzi Colson. And Notre Dame on top, 8-4. That's the easy bucket the mount doesn't want to see against tonight, as Carey going to his right. And now he gets it to Alexander, looking for three. And boy, it looked like he was hit. The ball just hit the backboard well short, as Colson got a fingertip on it. The mount claims the rebound, though. Antonio able to get the loose ball. And a fresh shot clock. We get a whistle. And there should not have been a fresh shot clock, as they're going to have to check on that. That ball did not hit the rim. So it'll remain Mount basketball, but we'll have a new shot clock number up there. With 15:42 to play, we've got our first media timeout of the night. Early on, our score, Notre Dame 8, Mount St. Mary's 4, as this is Mount basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-6000.
2468. Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome you back here to Notre Dame. Great to be with you here on 930 WFMD. Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service. Warner Service, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Call Warner Service at 8444-WARNER. Once again, that's 8444-WARNER. Or visit Warner Service at www.warnerservice.com. Notre Dame is on top 8-4. It'll be Mount Basketball. The shot clock has been reset. It should not have been reset, actually, as it now has 11 on the shot clock as the Mount comes out of this first media timeout. Mount St. Mary's 2 of 6 from the floor out of the gate. They've missed their first three threes, and that's always something to watch. If the Mount's going to pull an upset of this nature, they're going to have to knock down a plethora of threes. They hit 7 of 28 against Marquette. As Carey gets it into Junior Robinson. 8 to shoot. Junior to his left. They switch defensively. He's on the drive. Foul line extended. 4 to shoot. Going up, scooping it in. Junior Robinson. He is a blur. And now Matt Farrell brings it up against pressure in a hurry. He's at the 3-point line as he backs it out. 8-6 Notre Dame. Gims left wing. Looking to drive. Gives it over to Harvey. Top of the key. DJ Harvey from Bowie, Maryland. Here's Gibbs driving in reverse layup. No good. Alexander the rebound. Here comes the Mount looking to tie and take the lead. 5 minutes in against Notre Dame. As Carey jump passer, Alexander, a three for the lead. Well strong. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's Notre Dame basketball as Hopway knocked it out of the hands of Pfluger. And the Mount hurrying that three-point jumper a bit as Alexander's three went a little bit long and just hit the backboard. Still, though, a strong defensive start, especially here for the Mount, as Gibbs brings it up against man-to-man defensive pressure. Junior has 4 of the first 6 for the Mount, as Gibbs is going to hand it for Pfluger. We got a whistle. It's off the ball. I think they're going to get Hobway, the freshman, down low, battling for position. That's the first on Hobway, and for the Mount, it's the team's second foul. Inbounding from the sideline now is Pfluger. Here's a corner three, Farrell. It's strong. Fight for the rebound. Pfluger gets it over Antonio. He's turning up and in, fouled. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Pfluger with an offensive rebound. And for Notre Dame, out of the gate, they are out rebounding the Mount here. Pfluger's got 4 boards now in just 5 minutes. How about that? He's been very effective in that category. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. He's already knocked down two from the charity stripe tonight. As here's the first of two for Pfluger, and good. Last year, Notre Dame was a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. Once again, they beat Princeton in a dramatic early game on Thursday, 60-58, but they fell to West Virginia in the second as Pfluger misses the second. Hobway gets the uncontested rebound, and Notre Dame's going to double team in the backcourt. The Mount breaks the double team with a cross-court pass. Alexander over to Carey, and Notre Dame gets into their defense. Looks like the Irish are going into a zone. 5.5 minutes in. Antonio over to Carey, well outside right. They're extending that zone behind the three-point arc. 8 to shoot. Junior Robinson bouncing baseline. Hobway. 5 to shoot. Hobway making a move on the dribble. Top of the key. Carey going up with a left hand. Lost it going up. It's out of bounds. But it's a shot clock violation. And it'll be Notre Dame basketball as the Irish hold a 9-6 lead. And now Planudis and Gomes will check in. The mount is going to their bench very quickly here. And Greg Alexander is going to exit the game now. He was going to stay on the floor, so the mount had a man extra out there for a moment. Full court pressure here from Mount St. Mary's as the inbound pass to Gibbs. He's double teamed in the corner. He's in some trouble. Gibbs gets it over to Colson. Notre Dame could have numbers if they hurry. Cross court for Farrell. Front court lefty holds it up. Farrell around a screen to his right, into the lane, jump pass Gibbs, a look for three, no good, across the iron, and Planudis the rebound. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. Junior Robinson straight away, driving it into the lane, jump pass, one hopper, Antonio at three, and it's the side of the backboard. The Mount ice cold from downtown. Farrell over for a three, Harvey, no, Planudis. The rebound on the short shot. The mount down three. Long pass, Antonio. Here's a three, well strong. And the rebound brought down by Notre Dame's DJ Harvey. Boy, the mount, they are, just don't have it from long range in the early going, as they've missed on all six of their three-point chances. Straight away three, Colson rattling around, no. We're gonna have a whistle. And it's gonna be on the mount, and that's gonna send Colson to the line to shoot three free throws. Boy, two times the mount fouled a three-point shooter at Marquette. And here Colson, who is a big shooting, is fouled. You want to close defensively, but that's a big mistake. And I think they get the foul there on Gomes, his first. As Colson's free throw, good. Ten to six, Notre Dame in front. Bonzi Colson, the preseason ACC Player of the Year, as he rattles around the second, it goes home, and a consensus preseason first-team All-American. Outstanding 6'6" senior forward, and he can beat you in so many different ways from inside and out. And largely due to his accolades, as he misses the third, and we got a whistle, and Colson, a violation chasing that free throw attempt. This is the highest Notre Dame has been ranked in the preseason in 9 years. They are the number 14 team in the land. And they lead them out 11-6, 13-16 to play. A 1-2-2 trap here from Notre Dame as Carey gets it back to Junior Robinson, and he's able to beat that trap just with a dribble. He's across the timeline as we're 7 minutes in. Here from Notre Dame, 13 minutes on the dot. Here's Antonio on the outside. They run the weave up top. Robinson straight away, bouncing. Foul line extended, Planudis. Outside, Antonio. Antonio, pass deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be Mount basketball, six to shoot. Now Junior has been the Mount's offense in the early going. Antonio will exit as Hobway comes in. And the shot clock has been ticking down for the Mount here early on today. Planudis into Carey. Here's Junior. Four to shoot. Junior, long three. No good. Off to the left. Hubway the rebound. The Mount's got it. Robinson will hold against this Notre Dame zone. Here's Don Carey. Mike Bray upset. They didn't get that one. Robinson thought about a three. Did not take, as the Mount's slowing it down a bit here. It's 11-6 Notre Dame. 12:30 to play first half. Hobway now for Carey. Now Junior on the right wing. Junior looking to drive. Cross-court pass. Planudis a three. It is strong. Gomes the rebound and fouled on the rebound attempt. Now the shots aren't falling for Mount St. Mary's, to put it mildly, from downtown. But the Mount's hanging in this game. And that right there was the first foul committed by Notre Dame in this game. And it goes against Rex Pfluger. As Carey will inbound, fresh shot clock. He gets it out to Junior Robinson. For the Mount, can they start knocking it down from on the outside and from the wings against the Notre Dame zone? Outside right, Junior Robinson. Now it's Planudis. Here's Hobway on the left wing. Dribbling to his right, Carey. He'll take a three, and it's short. Planudis tries to jam it home. It's out of bounds. Notre Dame basketball as that rattled off. And the Mount with 6 points here, 8 minutes into the game. And we've got a media timeout on the floor. And with that, we'll step aside. Well, it's been a strong defensive start for Mount St. Mary's, but the long ball is not clicking right now. They've missed their first 8 3-point field goals. We take a break. We return right after this as you're listening to Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball 930 WFMD.
Welcome you back here to Notre Dame. As right now, 11-6, the Irish lead it. Even though the Mount has struggled 3-15 for the floor, Mount St. Mary's in this game has out-rebounded Notre Dame. They've got 11 rebounds and 5 on the offensive end. Fans, hi, we're Grefcom. Nice to meet you. We want tens of thousands of others to meet you as well. Together, we'll discover marketing solutions to help your audience discover you. Visit at www.grafcom.com or call 1-800-669-1664 to learn more. So right now you look at the numbers as Junior Robinson is 4 of the first 6 here for Mount St. Mary's, but everyone other than Junior is only 1 of 11 from the floor. And the big number, the Mount's going to knock down threes to beat the big boys. And they are 0 for 8 from downtown, but their defense has been outstanding in the early going. As against pressure, Notre Dame has it left to right on your radio dial. And Matt Farrell brings it up against Junior, playing him closely. Farrell going to his right side. And now we'll dish for Pfluger around the screen, backing it up. Left wing Gibbs comes back towards the middle of the floor. Gibbs back to Farrell. 13 to shoot for the Irish. Farrell right wing. The Mount switching for a moment defensively. Here's Gibbs, top of the key to his right. Gibbs on the drive, Pfluger pump fake. Find the shoot towards the lane, step back, fadeaway jumper, rattles out. Gomes the fight for the rebound. We get a jump ball, I believe. As right there, it was Elijah Burns, a junior, in for Notre Dame. Tying up Bobby Blanudis. The alternate arrow, though, gives it to Mount St. Mary's. So the Mount defensively outstanding in the early going. In a way, they've slowed this game down a bit. Unlike at Marquette, we've seen long possessions with shots deep in the shot clock. But we'll see what the Mount's going to do here. Can they find any rhythm in their offense? Down 11-6 as Alexander back into the game for Junior Robinson. Here's Alexander, corner three, Antonio, good! Jonah connects the first three for the Mount. They had missed 8 consecutive shots prior. It's 11-9. And will that spark Mount St. Mary's? Gibbs around his screen near the foul line now. His penetration blocked off, looking down low, nothing there. Farrell between the circles, gets a screen, goes to his left around it. Farrell looking for a man down low, gets it to an open, Burns three, and good, top of the key. Boy, Burns played in just 11 games last year and played all of just 5 minutes against DePaul, but he hits a big one answering the Mount three. Notre Dame on top 14-9. Antonio. Now for Carey on the left side, on the outside. Antonio, long straightaway three, back of the iron, no. Jonah's hoisting him tonight. Pfluger the rebound. Here comes Notre Dame. Farrell looking to drive towards the baseline. Blocked away! Jonah Antonio denies. Here comes the Mount. Jogging it up the right sideline. Junior, here's a long high arcing three, and it's good! Junior Robinson connects, and it's 14-12. And halfway through the first half, Mount St. Mary's is knocking on the door. as T.J. Gibbs has it between the circles against the Mountain Man-to-Man. They're running the curl. They get it to Burns. Now back to Gibbs, looking to drive it in. Jump pass, Pfluger. Extra pass, Farrell, three. No good around it out. Antonio, the rebound. It's been one and done for the Irish. The amount of chance to tie it, take the lead. We got a whistle as Don Carey went around his screen. It's going to be on Notre Dame. It'll be a push. Here's the second team foul on the Irish. And the Mount will inbound from the sideline, 25 to shoot. As they got that foul there on Matt Farrell. So Planudis will inbound, and the Mount gaining some confidence. They've knocked down two threes here since the last media timeout, and Junior has it now on the right wing. Guarded by Pfluger, and he'll back it up as the shot clock inside 20 seconds as Coach Christian calls a play. Down by two with a basketball. Screens to both sides. Junior goes left. Junior step back, crossover dribble going in. Handing it off Cole. Colson tries to save it. Gets it into Hobway. He lost it. Back out to Robinson. Fresh shot clock. Here's Jonah Antonio. Alexander looking to drive. Pull up jumper for the tie. Good! The Mount is even. We're knotted at 14 here at Notre Dame with 9:10 to play in this first half. What a job by the Mount. But can they keep it up on this end? Colson lost the pass. Oh, boy. It looked for sure that that ball was going to be the Mount's, but they ruled that it went off of a Mount player, Planudis' leg. Jamie and Christian can't believe it. Notre Dame basketball, 18 to shoot. 9:02 to play here in this first half. What a start for Mount St. Mary's. As Gibbs to inbound from the baseline, looking top of the key now, it's DJ Harvey, the freshman. Harvey was the number one player in the state of Maryland at DeMatha last year. Driving baseline, going, and Pfluger is fouled. And he's going to get to the line for a third time today. An aggressive take. And Jonah Antonio just got his second foul, and he's such an important offensive weapon for Mount St. Mary's. And let's see. I think they're going to change who that foul was on. I think it's going to go against Planudis. And instead of Antonio, it would be Planudis' second foul. So either or, it's not good for Mount St. Mary's with 8:51 to play here in this first half as the officials talk it over. And they're going to switch the foul call, and it's going to go on Planudis. Now Notre Dame at the foul line, 5 of 6. Here in the early going today, and Pfluger's shot just about all of them as he makes the first of two. Pfluger had 3 points and 9 rebounds in the win against DePaul on Saturday. But he now is connected on 4 of 5 all from the line. He makes the second. Notre Dame on top, 16 to 14. Here comes the Mount as Junior Robinson walks it up the floor. Against Notre Dame in a man-to-man. Carey between the circles. Getting a screen, going to his right. Now Alexander thought about a three, did not take. Back to Carey he goes. 15 to shoot. Donald Carey on the dribble, looking to drive. Still on the outside. Carey looking, swinging towards the corner. Antonio post touch, Hobway, 5 to shoot. Hobway turning into the lane, up and under, move, putting it up, and he scores. We're tied at 16. Omar Hobway with a contested bucket on the low block, the first field goal of his Mount career. As here's a post touch, Colson going against Antonio, turning to his right, fouled, shot no good, and Colson will go to the line to shoot two. So now the Mount, the foul trouble racking up. Planudis has two, he has exited, and Antonio, a big offensive weapon, is going to go out for his second foul. Well, we don't know if he's going out, but he's got two with 8:09 to play in this half as Colson hits the first of two. And Notre Dame is getting to the line here in the early going as they are going to have shot 10 free throws after this second from Colson. The Mount has not shot one today. 17-16, Notre Dame. As Colson to the line for his second, and it is good. So the Notre Dame Fighting Irish have a 2-point lead as Carey will bring it in. Antonio's out of the game. Ryan Gomes is checked in. So the Mount going with a bigger lineup here. As Donald Carey with the dribble. We're inside 8 minutes to play in this first half. Junior Robinson getting a screen. It was Lynn. Junior on the outside, finding Gomes underneath with a hook, whistle, and a travel on Gomes. The turnover giving it to Notre Dame. 7:51 to play in this first half. So we have another media timeout. It's 18-16, the Fighting Irish in front. We take a break. We return right after this for more Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade
test. Only fast.
Musselman's.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem, Mount Basketball, 930 WFMD.
Well, Notre Dame has missed on 7 of their last field goal attempts. In fact, they don't have a field goal in the last 2 minutes and 57 seconds. And right now, Notre Dame on top, 18-16 over Mount St. Mary's. But Notre Dame's 4 of 15 for the floor. The Mount defense has been outstanding. Notre Dame has been able to get to the foul line. And the Mount has connected on each of their last 3 attempts from the floor. They're only 2 of 11 from 3, but they're 5 of 9 from 2-point range. And it's 18-16 right now. Notre Dame. Fans, Mount Basketball is brought to you by Little More Real Estate. Don't settle for less, get a little more. And by Utz Quality Foods, fresh tasting snacks for families and entertaining. It's Notre Dame basketball after Gomes a travel. Mount St. Mary's had 12 first half turnovers at Marquette. But here against Notre Dame, they have committed only 4 in the first 12-plus minutes of this game. It's really been a strong start, even though the Mount missed their first 8 threes. And you got to wonder, if they came out of the gate shooting well, Mount St. Mary's would have the advantage here. But it's been an outstanding effort. Rex Pfluger, who scored all 5 of his points on the foul line, will inbound against pressure, having a tough time getting it in. And 5-second violation. They did not get the timeout in time, and it's Mount basketball. Roy Pfluger had a chance to get it into Farrell early there, could not do it, and he did not have another opportunity. As Carey to inbound, looking, still looking, gets into the big man Gomes, handing it back to Carey, and the Mount looks to tie or take the lead. Down by 2 with the ball here at Notre Dame with 7:40 to play in the first half. Junior on the outside, getting a screen to both sides, trying to split the defense, going up, tough runner, and the circus shot good, off glass and in. Junior Robinson, another beauty. He's got 9 for the Mount, and we're tied at 18. That was a tough runner with the right hand. Farrell, top of the key for a big John Mooney who's checked in. Here's Colson turning and scoring. He got prime position, went over a hopway, and he puts Notre Dame back on top, 20-18. Boy, the Mount's got to force Colson to not get the ball there in prime real estate. Carey to his right, splitting a double team, getting it, an Alexander 3, good! Mount St. Mary's has the lead on top, 21-20. They've hit 3 of their last 4 threes after missing 8 in a row to get this one underway. It's 21-20 the Mount. Farrell pull up two. No, across the iron. Colson the rebound. Turning with Hobway. Now to his left. Fading the shot. Short. Alexander the rebound. Here comes the Mount. With 6.5 minutes to play in the first half with a 1-point lead in the ball. As Carey double teamed on the outside. Lobbing it underneath. Gomes. Reverse layup. Fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. The first free throws of the game for Mount St. Mary's as the 6'9" sophomore John Mooney, who played in 12 games last year, had 8 minutes in the win against DePaul, picks up the foul. Now here's Gomes, and the first of two is up and good. Ryan played in 32 games for the Mount in his freshman year in a reserve role. But he's the starting big man now as the second is also good and the Mounts on top 23-20. Here comes some pressure as T.J. Gibbs looks to bring it up the floor here for Notre Dame. Double team backcourt and get it to Colson. He's double team frontcourt. Jump pass back to Gibbs. Looking to attack over to Farrell. Crossover dribble in the lane. Kick out. Mooney three from the corner. Too strong. Farrell gets it. He thinks about a three. He'll take it from the right side. No! But Colson's alone for the rebound and he slams it home. The Mount was a little bit scattered defensively. Notre Dame gets two offensive rebounds and Colson is keeping the Irish in it. As he's got 10 points, and the crowd for a first time tonight comes to life. The Mounts up by one. As now Gomes going in, lays it up, strong, no foul. And here comes Notre Dame. That was a great pass by Junior Robinson. Pfluger, they get it to Colson. Colson back to the bucket, low block, turning, and the shot good. Over Hopway, and the Irish have the lead on top 24-23. With 5:25 to play first half, and that is now 14 for Bonzi Colson in this one. Screen set, Junior goes to his left on the drive, stepping out, and a lob pass too strong. It's stolen. Matt Farrell in transition, straight away. Right wing now in the corner. They kick it up top. Colson looking to drive. Here's Gibbs. The Mount is able to keep Gibbs out of the lane, but he's fouled and he scores on a runner with a right hand. Trying to drive it to the hoop. They're going to get Junior Robinson on a bump, and all of a sudden, this game has taken a step forward as far as ratcheting it up in pace, and Notre Dame has taken advantage. And they're on top 26-23 with 5:02 to play in this first half. And now Bobby Plenutis will come back into the game with two fouls. Well, Gibbs will be at the line. He was 3 of 4 on Saturday from the charity stripe. As the free throw is up and good. Finishing off a 3-point play. Notre Dame's on top by 4, 27-23. A 7-0 run for the Irish in the last minute. Carey to his right around two screens. Now Alexander, and here's Junior Robinson dribbling to his right. 15 to shoot. Notre Dame switching defensively. Carey for Alexander. Here's Junior Robinson, 10 to shoot. Going to his left. Junior's on the outside. Junior looking to drive, and his pass deflected. Junior gets it back. Carey pump fake. Carey goes down to the ground. He threw it away. Pfluger the other way. Pfluger going up strong. Fouled. Shot no good. He'll have to earn it at the line as he'll shoot two with 4.5 minutes to play in this first half. Now Notre Dame picking up their defense and the Mount committing turnovers on back-to-back possessions, and the Irish coming down and gaining an advantage quickly on the offensive end. The first big run of the game for Notre Dame, and they are really taking the lead in this one from the charity stripe as Pfluger connects. Notre Dame is 11 of 12 as a team from the line here in the early going. It's 28-23, and the second good, and the Irish lead by 6. And now the Mount, they need a bucket. It's a 9-0 Irish run in the last minute, 28. As Robinson walks it up the floor, screen to both sides. It's knocked away, and it's stolen by Pfluger. Another Mount turnover. Farrell over to Pfluger. Reverse layup good. We've got a timeout, Mount St. Mary's. So Notre Dame with a big run with 4:12 to play in this first half as they're on top now 31-23. And this is a big time of the game for the Mount, as they really need to hang in there after they even held the lead just about a minute and a half ago. going 11-0 Notre Dame run in the last 1 minute and 46 seconds. Fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Muscle Mills, making delicious applesauce and apple products. It's more than just a job, it's a way of life. By Emmitsburg Glass, a full-service glass contractor serving the Mid-Atlantic. And by Frederick Keys Baseball, 2018 ticket plans are available now at frederickkeys.com. Now, Mount St. Mary's was down 21 points at halftime of their opener against Marquette. They played them to a 32-all tie in the second half, falling 80-59, and they've picked up from where they left off here with a very strong effort, especially defensively early. They started connecting, but these turnovers have really hurt them of late. As for Mount St. Mary's, they have now 7 turnovers in this first half after they were minimizing those turnovers early. And for Notre Dame, they're starting to get it going. As once again, the Irish in the midst of an 11-0 run, and they have their largest lead of the game at 31-23. We've got our Mount Halftime Show presented by Warner Service coming up in a little bit later in our broadcast. And we got a great conversation with a very impressive young man, Greg Alexander, the Mount St. Mary's senior who transferred after 2 years at ECU. He sat out his season and really, after 3 collegiate seasons without playing much, was an integral piece of the Mounts' run to the NCAA tournament, as he hit more 3-point shots in one season than all but 8 other Mount St. Mary's players, as he was outstanding last season. And a nice conversation about his leadership role with the team is coming up in our upcoming break. And then we will also have a look around what is going on all around the NEC here tonight, as the Northeast Conference action, of course, taking place. Mount St. Mary's is a very busy week. They will play at Georgetown Wednesday night. We'll have that game online at WFMD.com. And then on Saturday afternoon, in a neutral site game, Mount St. Mary's will be taking on North Florida. That'll be a really interesting game. As the Mount with the basketball, right to left on your radio dial. Planudis back in for the Mount. They run a weave up top. Robinson giving it over to Carey. Notre Dame switching defensively. Planudis, right wing Alexander. Post touch, hopway back to the bucket. Back out, Planudis, a straightaway three! And he hits. Oh, a big one for the Mount. And it stops an 11-0 run for Notre Dame. 31-26, the Irish on top by 5. As in the corner, Farrell. Farrell guarded by Junior. Now it is Harvey looking to drive the freshman on Planudis with a left-hand shot is short. Planudis the rebound. Boy, Bobby did not want to give up the foul there. He's playing with 2. As Robinson now has it between the circles. Inside 3.5 minutes first half. Getting a screen both sides. He goes to his right. Now a pass around the perimeter. Planudis thinks about a 3. Pump fake dribble drive on the baseline to Alexander. Top of the key, Carey. Carey thought about it. Now we'll take a long high arc kick 3, and he connects. Donald Carey hitting, and the Mount has scored 6 in a row out of the timeout. 31-29. The Notre Dame lead is just 2. As Farrell around the screen on the outside. Hands it off for Gibbs. Gibbs spinning, driving, putting it up, and getting it to go. That was an aggressive move towards the basket, and the runner off glass it in. 33-29 Notre Dame, as Carroll now up the floor here for the Irish. Or I should say Carey, that is for Mount St. Mary's. Here's Hobway. Hobway man went down. Tough shot. Contact, no foul. And Notre Dame the other way. DJ Harvey, it's knocked away. Planudis tries to throw it off a Notre Dame player. Couldn't get it off of him. Notre Dame's got it. A Farrell 3. Good. Boy, a tough break for the Mount. Planudis tried to throw it off of an Irish player, and it ended up going to Farrell, who hits a 3. 36-29 Notre Dame. And the crowd coming to life here in South Bend. Junior looking to drive. Here's a right wing 3 from Carey, high arcing, a bit short, and a rebound. Colson, Notre Dame runs. Gibbs at the right side of the floor, taking it in, laying it up and scoring. A reverse layup A quick 7-0 Irish run. It's 38-29. This is the largest lead of the game for Notre Dame with 1:44 to play in the first half. Carey has it across the timeline. Notre Dame's defense taking it up a notch here. In between the circles, Alexander to Planudis. Now Don Carey around the screen to his right. Alexander, a look for three, but short. Long rebound, Pfluger. Long outlet for Gibbs. He'll track it down left corner. Gets it to Farrell. Tough three. No good. Short. Planudis, another Mount rebound. Boy, Poppy Planudis. That's his sixth rebound of the first half. And the Mount walks it up the floor as Junior Robinson brings it front court. 1:05 to play in the half. And Notre Dame switching their defense. They look now like they might be in a zone. 12 to shoot. Inside a minute to play in the half. 8 to shoot Planudis. Planudis well outside. Carey looking to drive. 5 to shoot. Junior's got to make it happen. High arcing three. Good! Junior Robinson connects from the left wing. And it's a 6-point game again. 38-32 Notre Dame. What an outstanding effort from Mount St. Mary's. Farrell trying to drive, back out for Harvey. Now Gibbs around a curl, foul line, right side for the big man, Colson, 13 to shoot. Looking to drive baseline, Harvey underneath, in some trouble, gets it out, a look for three is short, rebounded Pfluger, Notre Dame can hold for the final shot, and they'll do just that, as Farrell backs it up. There's no doubt the intensity is ramped up in this game in the final 5 or so minutes of the half. As Farrell to his left around his screen. Knocked away. It's on the ground. The Mounts got it. We got a whistle with 6 seconds left. And it's a jump ball. The alternate arrow gives it to Notre Dame. And they're going to call timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout from here as well. As our score, 38-32 Notre Dame with 6 seconds left in the half. As this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
RathCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.grafcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
Adam Pohl back with you here from Notre Dame. 38-32 the Irish lead. They've got the basketball from the sideline here. 6 seconds left in the half as Pfluger will inbound. They look for a post touch. Colson facing up on Hobway, turning back to the bucket. Turnaround jumper, good. And that's the end of the first half. A big jump shot from Bonzi Colson, and he sends the Irish into halftime on top by 8, 40-32. Well, for Mount St. Mary's, an outstanding first half of basketball in which they led late in the half, but Notre Dame closes strong. And they are on top. Their offense really taking a step forward late in the first half, but the Mount is still in this one. It's halftime here from Purcell Pavilion. And once again, at halftime, we'll have a conversation with Greg Alexander. We'll have halftime stats, and we will have a look at NEC scores. We take a timeout. Our halftime score is Notre Dame 40, Mount St. Mary's 32. Back with more from the home of the Irish right after this. And this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
This is Ryan Gomes, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back here to Notre Dame. Mount St. Mary's had a 23-20 lead with 6:23 to play in the first half. Notre Dame closes with a 20-9 run, and with that, the Irish have the lead as they are on top by 8 points. Here at the break by a score of 40-32. Let's take a look at some halftime stats here from Notre Dame. As for Mount St. Mary's, they were 12 of 29 from the floor, shot 41%. They missed their first 8 3-point shots, but they then hit 6 of their next 9. They were 6 of 17 for 3. So they took 17 threes and 12 twos. And they hit 2 free throws in the game. Leading scorer for Mount St. Mary's, Junior Robinson, 12 points in that first half. 5 points for Greg Alexander, 4 points for Ryan Gomes, who had 3 rebounds as well in 11 minutes of play. 3 for Jonah Antonio and Don Carey. Carey had 2 assists as well. Antonio had 3 rebounds. Planudas had 3 points and 6 rebounds in 13 minutes. And Omar Hombway had 2 points, his first field goal here with Mount St. Mary's. And you look at it for the Mount here. I mean, they really rebounded the basketball well. They were only out-rebounded by 2 in that first half. They do, though, going into the second half, have 3 players with 2 fouls, Planudis, Robinson, and Antonio. Notre Dame was 13 of 31, 42% from the floor, 2 of 10 from 3. They got it done at the foul line, though, 12 of 13 from the charity stripe. Bonzi Colson, who's one of the best players in the country, 6 of 8 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the line. He had 16 points and 6 rebounds. Mount St. Mary's, no real answer for Colson in that first half. Rex Pfluger, 9 points, 7 rebounds. It was 7 for T.J. Gibbs, who had 21 on Saturday against DePaul. 3 points each, Matt Farrell and Elijah Burns. And then Martinez Gabin at 2 points, making his lone field goal of the game. Notre Dame outscored them out 18-10 in the paint. But Mount St. Mary's hit 6 threes in Notre Dame's 2. The Mount had 5 offensive rebounds. They were only out-rebounded once again by 2. And for Mount St. Mary's, they only forced 3 Notre Dame turnovers. So that's a big number as well. The Mount loves a turn, a lot of turnovers, and they could not do that in that first half. But they played very solid for the majority of the half defensively. Notre Dame did get it going late, though, scoring 20 points in the last 6 minutes and change of the half. And once again, Notre Dame closes the half on a 20-9 run, and they lead Mount St. Mary's 40-32 here at halftime. We're going to take a quick break. We return, though, with a conversation with Mount St. Mary's senior guard, Greg Alexander. It's coming up next, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.